Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldsberg, dictating an aspirate report on patient Carrie Scovran, date of birth 11/21/1956, date of procedure June 14, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Goldsberg. Referring physician is Dr. Ferdinand Fritz. Procedure performed is colonoscopy with cold snare polypectomy and cold biopsy polypectomy. Indication is personal history of colon polyps, chemical GERD positive, common constipation. Description of procedure. Informed consent was obtained. Period. Possible complication procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as possibility of missing lesion. Presumably, in zero absence, patient brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia service, and monitoring anesthesia care. A digital rectal exam was performed. A well lubricated room's video colonoscope was introduced into rectum and advanced in direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the penicillar or cecal valve confluence of the Foltz period. Determination was intubated and evaluated. Period. Careful examination is made of the cecum, cecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, trans colon, spinal flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, rectum. Retroflexure is obtained in the rectum. Period. Boston valve pressure score is greater than 6, comma 2-2-2, comma fair prep. The patient had the procedure well done. Complications findings. Terminal limb, comma last 5 centimeters, appeared on remarkable. Next line. Boston valve pressure score is greater than 6, comma 2-2-2, comma fair prep. Next line. Tortuous colon. Next line. There were. Three sigmoid colon sessile polyps that range in size from 6 to 8 millimeters and removed cold snare polypectomy. Next line. There was approximately 10 millimeter erythematous sigmoid colon sessile polyp removed cold snare polypectomy. Next line. There was a diminutive sigmoid colon sessile polyp removed cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. There was approximately 8 millimeter sigmoid colon sessile polyp removed cold snare polypectomy. Next line. There was an ascending colon. Sorry, there was a cecal polyp approximately 12 millimeters in size, removed cold snare polypectomy piecemeal, and a hemoclip was placed over the defect for good hemostasis. Next line, there were two approximately 8 to 10 millimeter ascending colon sessile polyps from the cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was diminutive ascending colon sessile polyp from the cold biopsy polypectomy. Next. Sorry, there were, delete that cold biopsy one and the ascending colon. There were three ascending colon sessile diminutive polyps removed cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there were four hepatic flexure sessile polyps that were diminutive in size removed cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was approximately 8 millimeter descending colon sessile polyp removed cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was another sigmoid colon approximately 6 millimeter sessile polyp from cold snare polypectomy and another diminutive sigmoid colon sessile polyp from cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. There were seven total rectal sessile polyps removed cold snare polypectomy that range in size from 6 to 8 millimeters. Next line. There was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding and small. Next line. Tortuous colon and spastic colon. Next line, plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 6 months to 1 year due to the number of polyps. Next line, follow-up in office as previously scheduled. Recommend high fiber diet with good water intake and fiber supplementation as needed. Recommend ARM. Next line, follow-up in office as